I believe, don't you? Come on, turn to your neighbor and say, I believe. I'm glad I'm one of them believers, aren't you? Praise God. Join with me and let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. My, He's worthy. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. So good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I am so glad that the Lord let my feet hit the ground this morning. Gave me the desire to come and worship Him this morning. I'm so glad that you're here too. Amen. It's good to see each and every one of you. Let's join together and let all of our visitors know how we love them, how welcome they are this morning, how glad they are, we are, that they come to worship the Lord with us. My. It's just good to hear the songs of praise this morning. Amen. I tell you what, if you like singing, you're going to love heaven. You might say, well, I don't sing down here. Get ready. So get ready. Amen. You're going to be able to sing in that angelic choir, glory to God, forever and ever. Songs of Zion, worshiping and praising the Lord forever and ever and ever. somebody said there'll be no complaining up there. Somebody said praise the Lord. Amen. There'll be no sickness up there. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. There'll be no bad attitudes and no bad moods up there. Glory to God. What a glorious time the Lord has prepared for those that love Him. Amen. Glory to God. Well, I feel the Spirit of the Lord here this morning in a wonderful and mighty way. Go with me this morning to the book of St. John. The Gospel according to St. John. In the very beginning, the very first chapter of the book of St. John. I want to begin with verse number 10 this morning, if I might. I might backtrack a little bit later on, but I want to begin with verse number 10 in the first chapter of the book of St. John. When you get there, say, praise the Lord. Reading from God's holy word. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, dwelt among us. We beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Can we bow our heads? Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the Spirit and the anointing that we feel in this place this morning. God, that may we never, ever take that for granted. Father, we're so appreciative and so thankful, God, that You care enough to not only save our souls, but bless us here on this earth. Father, I pray that the Holy Ghost this morning will have free course in this service. I ask, dear God, humbly that You anoint these lips of clay. This body of flesh this morning is nothing more than a vessel and a mouthpiece that You might speak to our hearts. God, that You might speak to our spirit. I pray that every person here today, God, will be uplifted by Your anointing. God, if there's any needs here under the sound of my voice, I know, God, that You are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. And, Father, I pray for those needs this morning. Again, Lord, we ask, God, that You'll just be with us in a mighty way. And we'll be careful to give You praise and honor and glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn around, shake somebody's hand, tell them you love them, and you may be seated. That sounded pitiful. Do it again. Come on, tell them like you mean it. I love you. All right, praise God. That sounds better. You may be seated. Praise God. Amen. It's all right to love one another. Amen. We're encouraged through the Word of God to love one another. I specifically asked Brother Art to sing that song this morning because God's been dealing with me all week long about believing. Amen. I just want to take a quick survey. Do we have any believers in the house this morning? Glory to God. Thank God. I want to encourage us this morning and let us know and remind us, man, the benefits of being a believer. If I had a message title, it would simply be, We Believe. Amen. We Believe.
Webster says to believe is to accept as true or conveying the truth. How many knows the Word of God is true? How many knows it is the truth? How many knows we don't need to preach anything else but the truth? Amen. The truth will set you free. How many can relate to that? Glory to God. The world can't set you free. Come on, music can't set you free. Amen. Glory to God. All of my hollering can't set you free. Joining a church won't make you free, but the truth will set you free. Amen. I'm glad somebody preached to me the truth. Aren't you? I'm glad somebody pointed me to the Word of God. Amen. I was raised in church, but listen to me. I was not always a believer. And the reason I believe, but I believe what Mom and Dad told me. Come on, and I thank God that they led me right. But it wasn't instilled into my heart. I'm just going to be real honest with you. We went through a whole service yesterday of pure honesty. Man, wasn't that amazing? Wasn't that anointing to hear folks who had been addicted for most of their adult life and how the Lord set them free? You come by a little bit too late to tell me that God can't deliver. Amen? If you should have been here yesterday to know that God is still in the delivering business. I can tell you all day long, He delivered me, but nobody can tell it like you can tell it. When God delivers you, amen, you know without a shadow of a doubt that you have been set free. Amen. And I thank God for that. Amen. I believe to go with all of my heart that God is still moving in a wonderful way. And we believe this morning. We believe in what the Word tells us. In John 1 and 1, I believe in the Word. Amen. I know that there are a lot of notions in the world. I know that there are a lot of opinions. And I'm a little bit concerned when folks try to make salvation, for lack of a better term, more convenient. Come on, we're blessed that the price was paid on Calvary, but it never was convenient. What my Lord and Savior went through was not convenient. Amen? It was because of His great, overwhelming love for you and me that He endured the shame, the pain, the agony, and all the chastisement that was prophesied in the Old Testament simply to bring salvation, amen, to those who are believers. Amen? If at the end of this message you don't receive anything else, I want you to go away from this place knowing that you are blessed to be a believer. Amen. We are very, very blessed. As God began to remind me this week, I think I heard something on one of the gospel stations, a song that touched my heart, and I began to think and dwell on the word believe and how wonderful it is and how beneficial it is and how blessed I am to be able to become a believer. As I said, my early child life when I was raised in church, I just simply believed what Mom and Dad told me and didn't doubt it. I didn't follow it up on the Word of God. But as I began to mature and I began to grow a little bit older, and I did try to taste of the world a little bit, and I went out there and I thought maybe I could do what I wanted to out there and come on Sunday and sit close to Mom and be all right. Amen. How many knows it doesn't work that way? Amen. I don't want to really scare you this morning, but you can sit by a Holy Ghost-filled person all your life and still die and go to hell. Come on. It's an individual thing. Thank God. Glory to God. It's free. It's for us. Amen. As I mentioned, no, it's not convenient, and I'm concerned that folks are trying to make it convenient about signing a card and mailing it in, and you can sign as many cards as you want to and mail them wherever you want to, but I believe, amen, according to the Word of God, it still takes a born-again experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Wherever you are, whoever you are, and thank God for this, whatever you've done in your past, glory to God, it can be washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. You say, Brother Eddie, can't you stand still? No, I can't stand still because I know what the Lord has done for me. He brought me up out of a horrible pit. He set my feet on a solid rock. He established my goings. I'm not what I used to be. I'm not where I used to be. I don't enjoy what I used to enjoy. Amen. It's not not convenient, but it's a blessing to be a believer. Glory to God. If you're a believer today, you need to count your blessings. Somewhere along the line, maybe there was a precious saint of God. Maybe there was a mom, a dad, a grandmother, a grandfather that pointed you to the Word of God. I believe in the Word, and the Word was given to me. He meant for me to believe and trust in the Word. At a very early age, I began to realize what mom and dad was telling me was truth. Amen. Not because they said it, but because they pointed me to the Word. The Bible said, in the beginning was the Word. The beginning, before there was anything else. Before there was man. Before there was trees. Before there was this wonderful world that you and I see, there was the Word. The Bible tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I don't know if you call it a revelation, but God slapped me upside the head this week. He says, when you're trying to change the Word, you're trying to change God, because the Word and the God and God are synonymous. They're one and the same, and you don't need to rest with the Word this morning, because you can't change God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and thank God that He is. He's no respecter of persons. You may be here today, and you might think there is not a person in this world that cares anything about you. But listen to this preacher. There is a God who loves you. There is a God who wants you to become a believer. There is a God that wants you to enter into that glorious place that He has prepared for those that love Him. Yes, I'm a believer, and I believe in the Word. You do not have to make excuses for the Word. You do not have to apologize for the Word. The Word's not going to change for you. The Word's not going to change for me. We need to obey the Word. Thank God. We believe. I said we believe. Glory to God. There is a passion about believing. There is something steadfast about believing. Amen. My faith is not in man. My faith is not in my ability. My faith is not in myself. But my faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe that He will be with me, because He said, I will not leave you and I will not forsake you. And I count on that every day of my life. Because I'm a believer, I believe that God has His hand on me. If you're a believer this morning, I believe that God has His hand on you. You may not understand what you're going through. You may not can see the light at the end of the tunnel. But if you're a believer, God's got you right where He wants you. And God's going to lead you exactly where He wants to lead you. Because we believe. Hallelujah. When we believe, we don't worry about the future. When we believe, we don't worry about these things, this turmoil and all. We can be concerned, but we don't have to worry, because we're believers. And I believe in the truth. Glory to God. Not only do I believe in the truth, but I believe in creation. Hallelujah. There was a time when I was going to school, it wasn't a matter. It wasn't a choice. We just always heard that God created all things. But let me tell you something. There's some beliefs in the world today that are not biblical. And who are we going to believe? I'm going to believe the truth. I'm going to believe the Word of God. Amen. Let me point you to John 1 and 3. All things were made by Him, and without Him, I just noticed something. Let me finish. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Somebody once told me, you're not supposed to mark in the Bible. Lord, you don't need to look at mine. I see something, it hits me, I highlight it, I put parentheses around it, I put quotations around it, whatever I can. If I can't get a hold of something, I'll stick a piece of chewing gum paper there and I'll let me get back to where I can mark it, because it hit me at that particular time. And as I was reading that, I just saw my quotation marks about the words, without Him. You know, without Him, you couldn't be a believer. Without Him, you couldn't be here today. Without Him, I wouldn't even have a voice to preach to you. Without Him, you wouldn't even have knowledge to look in the Word of God. Without Him. But I got news for you. You don't have to be without Him. Glory to God. He said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Glory to God. We don't have to be without Him in this world of strife and turmoil. Because we're believers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when I say that, I'm not patting myself on the back. I am humbly stating that fact. I'm a believer because He loved me enough to let me understand, amen, what the Word of God is. And someone to lead me. Amen. Never discount the fact that someone led you to Christ. Hallelujah. You may say, well, Brother Eddie, no, I just came to. I bet you heard it somewhere. Amen. And there's an old song that says, who's going to fill their shoes? We are the ones. Those that are alive right now are the ones that need to be leading people to Christ. Amen. Don't lead them to religion. The world is anti-religion. Why? Because man has tried to put his opinions and his religion on folks. When he ought to be preaching the truth. When he ought to be preaching salvation. When he ought to be preaching about the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, that's what brought me to an altar of repentance. Not the name on the church. Not the pastor in the pulpit. Amen. But the Word pricked my heart. The Word convicted my lifestyle. It drew me to an altar of repentance. And thank God I became a believer. Hallelujah. We believe. We believe in salvation. Amen. Got any folks in the house that believe in salvation? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not just an open confession, but a born again salvation experience. Can I point you this morning to verse number 14? And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Glory to God. Amen. We're thankful for the truth. I would not apologize. I would not back up to the truth. But not only am I thankful for the truth, I am thankful for His grace. Glory to God. Because when nothing else would touch me, His amazing grace pricked my heart. He picked me. Amen. Glory to God. Out of all the people. And He loved me enough, glory to God, to draw me into His salvation. Praise God. I believe that through the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, is the washing away of sins. Glory to God. Nothing short of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. It was with His precious blood. Amen. Glory to God. How powerful is blood? One drop. Glory to God. One drop, amen, holds the grace and redeeming power to save a nation. Glory to God. I'm a little concerned because I don't think we hear the plan of salvation enough in our pulpits. I think that we have gone, according to some of the epistles' writings, that we have looked for congregations with itching ears and satisfying their lifestyle. Can I tell you from personal appearance, from personal example, amen, that I really didn't need a shake of the hand and a pat on the back when I was coming to church before I was saved. I needed the truth. Come on, let me tell you something. The truth, when you're living in a sinful nature, is not always the easiest to digest. Amen. As we heard yesterday, it goes against the flesh. Glory to God. I remember being so uncomfortable sitting under the anointed preacher, amen, of the Word of God. Glory to God. I remember developing an attitude in church. While everybody was praying for the Lord to have His will, I was praying for the pastor to shut his mouth. Not out of disrespect, but out of he was scaring me to death. Glory to God. He was denouncing my lifestyle. He was preaching against the things that I enjoyed doing. Come on. Hallelujah. The truth is not always easy to swallow, but the truth is essential. Come on. Not only do I believe that salvation is free, I believe it's essential. Come on. You can be as good a person as you want to be. Amen. But I believe you need salvation. You can try to treat your neighbor as good as you possibly can, but I think salvation is essential. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't believe with all of my heart that when I get to heaven, God is going to ask me to point out where my name was on the local church board or where the local church enrollment. I don't believe He's going to ask me that. I don't believe He's going to ask me how many times I put into the offering plate. I don't think He's going to ask me how many special songs that I sung. But you know what He's going to be looking for? He's going to be looking for the blood of Jesus that was applied to my life. Hallelujah. That's the only thing, hallelujah, that I can read of that's going to set sin out of my body. Glory to God. It's going to redeem me from a lifestyle of a sinful nature and create a life within me that I can become a believer. I want you to look to your right and to your left and tell somebody, if you're a believer, you are blessed. Come on. Whatever you're facing, if you are a believer, you are blessed this morning. Glory to God. I believe in salvation. I know it ain't popular, but I believe in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And I don't believe the Holy Ghost is something to be afraid of. Hallelujah. Amen. In fact, I believe the Holy Ghost is something to be sought after. Glory to God. Can I point you to verse number 12? Hallelujah. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Glory to God. I want to tell you, Christian, this morning, that if you feel a little weak and anemic in your spiritual walk with God, it is not because of God. It is not because that you don't have the power within you. Amen. Because He said, I will give you power. After that, the Holy Ghost is coming upon you. You have power this morning. Quit giving in to the devil. Come on. You got power to rebuke him in the name that is above every name. You got a right to tell him, get out of my face. Get behind me, Satan. I will not stoop to listen to you. There is power within a believer. There is power to those who have been set free. Glory to God. Let me tell you something about the power of the Holy Ghost. Don't get me wrong, I love church attendance. I believe in for the assembling of ourselves together. But because there is power within me through the infilling of the Holy Ghost, those times when I need God and I can't get to the church, those times I'm facing difficulties and I can't get to my brothers and sisters, glory to God. Those times when my head is hanging low from beneath the weight that we simply have to carry through this life. And don't get me wrong, just because the Holy Ghost is in you don't mean the troubles aren't around you. But I've got power. I said I got power. Glory to God. Power that comes through the infilling of God's Spirit to see me through, to take me over every mountain, to take me through every valley, to take me through every circumstance. Hallelujah. Because I believe. Glory to God. I said I believe. Nobody can make me doubt it. Man, I've had an experience. Glory to God. How many is thankful for an experience? Glory to God. You know, I love it when nobody has to tell you, you're saved. I like it when I've had an experience and I turn around and tell somebody, I'm saved. Glory to God. I've been set free. I'm not what I used to be. Thank God. Don't have the same desires I used to have. Been transformed. Amen. By the renewing of His Spirit. Power to them that believe. I wrote here, we are not powerless. We are not powerless. Whatever situation, whatever confrontation, whatever obstacle, pitfalls are out there, I'd be the first to agree with that. But we are not powerless. Glory to God. I think sometimes we need to stir the power up that's in us. Hallelujah. We need to learn to not only preach faith, we need to learn to live by faith. Trusting in God. Amen. As God began to weigh heavy on my heart this week about that term, believe. That is not just a statement just to kind of make, you know, just with no determination or just idly speak that I'm a believer. Amen. I believe when we state that, we are not lifting ourselves up, but we are lifting up that spirit that is within us. We are exalting an almighty God and loving Him enough and being thankful enough that we did become a believer. But let me tell you something also. Even though we are humbled down by the very fact that He lives within us, we don't need to be powerless. No, I haven't lost my place. No, I haven't looked at the clock and said, it's McDonald's time. I wanted you to hear quietness. Because sadly, the church world has become silent. And we got the very thing that the world needs. I said, we believers. I didn't say we First Pentecostal Church. I said, we believers. Those who are blood-bought. I'm not ashamed of it. Come on, I'm not ashamed of it. I'm tired of the devil trying to make me ashamed of being a Christian. I am not ashamed to be called a believer. In fact, I'm very proud to be called a believer. In fact, that same humbleness within me goes into boldness when I get to declare that I am a believer. Glory to God. I'm a child of God. Glory to God. Filled with His Spirit. I am a believer. Thanks to God. And I don't need to be quiet about it. Praise God. Brother Keith, they had their addiction program yesterday, and we heard some wonderful testimonies, some honest testimonies. There's something about coming before God. You can't be anything else but honest. It don't matter what you tell Him, He already knows what's in their heart. Amen. Brother Keith, bless his heart, we got there and he said, we want to take this first hour and we want to go give out these cards. And you know, let me tell you something. Flesh says, oh my Lord, it's pouring down rain. And you know what else flesh said? I don't know why you want to hand out them cards. People just going to throw them away. Oh, y'all never fell in season? No, maybe it's just me. Maybe I need to get sanctified. And then you, that other part jumps up there and says, you know how embarrassing that's going to be? You walk into a restaurant and start giving out cards. Amen. That's how easy we can become quiet. We can make excuses not to witness. We can make excuses not to testify. We can make excuses not to be bold and proclaim about our salvation because it might be offensive to someone. Well, God spoke to me and said, what have I been dealing with you all week? Are you a believer or not? I don't find the gray areas. I don't find the middle of the road. God don't like lukewarmness. Hello, Bible readers. You don't like lukewarmness. My mama, you serve her a cup of lukewarm coffee, she'd spit that stuff out. She wanted some hot coffee. Lord, I mean hot. There's no gray areas. You a believer or not? I asked it a while ago. I want to ask it one more time. Because I believe there's a little bit more boldness in the congregation this morning. How many believers do I have in the house? I mean true, blood bought, born again. Believers do we have in the house? Glory! Hallelujah! You see, devil, there's still a people. There's still a remnant. There's still a God that's got a people, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Hey, man. Y'all sit down. You're going to preach me to death. Hold on. I'm sweating like bullets now. So, Kylie went with me. You know, there's usually boldness in twos. Kylie said, Papa, it's raining. I'm going to still sit in the car. So there goes my sympathy right there. Because usually if you got a kid with you, people are going to take whatever you give. And you know what? So I'm on my own, going in, and I'm passing out cards. You know, and people, bless their hearts, some of them will take it, and you see it in their eyes when you're walking. Oh, God, what in the world does he want? And I'm not intrusive. I'm humble, and I just tell them the situation. But you know what? I begin to get some response. First couple of cards, it was like, but then when somebody asked me, and God said, are you a believer or not? I'm so glad you asked what it is. Well, what do they do? Well, let me tell you what they do. It's Bible-based, going back to the truth, amen. We don't preach anything other than what the truth is, amen. But we believe there's a step process that you can go and you can be released from addiction. You do the things, amen, that we talk about. You follow the truth. You ask Jesus Christ to get you free, to break the chains that have you bound. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, when do you have this? Every Thursday night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Been hard for one believer. Sometimes being a believer takes spiritual guts. Come on. But let me tell you something. I knew that even though Kylie was sitting in the car, I was not alone. I felt something begin to well up in me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ever felt like that? My Lord. If you could bottle that and sell it, you'd make $1 million. But I don't know how it starts with y'all, but sometimes it starts with a tingle with me. Glory to God. When a tingle can hit you and cause chill bumps and it's 95 degrees, you know it ain't heat related. Glory to God. And when it starts traveling up and down your spine, hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. Several services ago, in fact, I don't know exactly how long it was, but we worshiped and praising the Lord, and the singers begin to sing a song, Shout Now. Shout Now. And that made an impact on my life. Because you know what? I like to shout after God's done something for me.
I like to shout when Sister Penny gets paid each month. Praise God. Amen. I like to shout when things are going good. Lord, just heal somebody. But that song says, shout now. Shout now. Been an awful week, but shout now. Things ain't going your way. Shout now. Brother, you don't know how hard the job is. Shout now. Glory to God. You don't know. Shout now. That's what God. And I don't know what happened. I lost track of everything. First thing I knew, I was jumping up and down like the Energized Bunny. Shouting. What was you shouting about, Eddie? I just shouting now. I wasn't worried about anything else. I just shouting now. Glory to God. Thank God for salvation. We believe in the Holy Ghost. We are not powerless. We believe in miracles. Amen. Miracles is a fringe benefit. Amen. I didn't come to Christ because of miracles, but I received miracles because I came to Christ. In fact, before I ever came to Christ, there was miracles in my life and in my family's life. And because that we believe in miracles. Acts chapter 5. Beginning with verse number 12. Bear with me, please. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all in one accord in Solomon's porch. Sometimes we think the only place we can be in one accord is in church. But we can be one accord, amen, wherever we are together. And of the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. I don't want to be one of them, but we'll magnify them. We see something in them that's different. Whether you realize it or not, you are making a difference. I asked the church, I think last Sunday, go make a difference in somebody's life. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both of men and women. Believers can still be added to the church, insomuch that they brought both the sick into the streets, laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities, round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one. Can miracles save you? No, miracles can't save you. It's a miracle that we can be saved from our life, but still taste the blood of Jesus. But miracles still have a place in God's work. Many, many years ago, when I believe I had already received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I was still in my teenage years, there was a revival that took place in a little church that I called Home Church in Rockmart, Georgia, where I received the power of God, where I sat under the anointed teaching and preaching of my precious granddaddy. And he had these two evangelists that came, and they had a revival, and it was a little church about the size of our smaller building down here. And it was in the summertime, and it was not air conditioned. So the back doors were open and the windows were let up, and the little church began to be packed out because God chose to do miracles in that revival. Now, had it only been miracles, it would just been good fellowship and praising the Lord. But the word was always preached after the miracles were performed. And many souls came to Christ. But there were miracles. I remember a lady came out of the back running to the front, having some type of asthmatic condition. She could not breathe. She was white as a sheet. She was about to pass out. I remember the elders gathering around her.
praying for her. Not only did she receive her breath back, but she shouted all over that place, screaming and hollering and about the power of God. I remember seeing a man walk in on crutches, throw his crutches in the corner, shout down the aisle. It was one miracle after another. Amen. That only comes about by prayer and fasting, because believers, how many know we still got the same power that was evident in that meeting? God still heals. God still delivers. And I believe in miracles. When we get in one mind and one accord, we'll begin to see miracles wrought. Amen. Now, yesterday, every testimony declared themselves a miracle. How many knows miracles goes far over just the ability to heal? It can heal the soul. It can deliver us. I'm a miracle. I'm a miracle here today because Jesus Christ called me and filled me with His Spirit. Amen. But I can also tell you the miracles that God performed on my mother, that the Lord delivered my brother and healed his arm. I can tell you the miracle that God touched my wife when she had a blood clot in her lung. Amen. And prayer was made and she was delivered. I can tell you about the miracle that my little girl, when she was just a very small child, and we had our son who had been in and out of the hospital constantly, and rightfully so, we had diverted so much of our attention to him that she was in perfect health and never hardly sick. And one night she had a little cold and she was laying there in her bed, and Penny went in there to pray with her, and I stepped by and I walked in the doorway there, and Penny reached over and said, Karen, said, I know you don't feel good, baby, said, but you want me and Daddy to pray for you? And she said, no, because Jesus will heal me. She wasn't quite ready to give up the sickness, but she had faith enough to know that if we prayed, Jesus was going to heal her. She hadn't quite milked it enough yet. So, amen. I can tell you about miracles. Amen. I'm a firm believer in miracles. But let me tell you also, I am not in this way just because of miracles. Amen. They're a fringe benefit. I'm in this way because I love Jesus Christ with all of my heart, and I am a believer. I said, I am a believer. Praise God. Finally, you know, preachers don't need to say in closing or I'm about to close. You know that speaker yesterday, bless her heart, three times she said, in closing with this. When we're preaching the truth, we better state the truth. I'll close when the Holy Ghost does, okay? But finally, we also believe in heaven eternal. Glory to God. I know you've heard me say this time and time again, but I can't help but repeat it again. There was this precious old saint of God. They were talking about blessings. And he waved his big old long arms out. He said, all of this and heaven too. Glory to God. That says it better than I could ever say it. All of these blessings, all of these miracles, all of this fellowship, all of this wonderful thing that the Lord has done for us, and heaven to gain. Glory to God. We can be made to sit in heavenly places, but wait till you see what the Lord has prepared. Glory to God. I believe that there is a heaven to gain. I believe that Jesus Christ Himself went away to prepare a place that where He is, we can be also. In 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. I just don't want to state that. I'd just like to read to you. In the 4th chapter of the book of 1 Thessalonians, beginning with verse number 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe, amen, that Jesus died and rose again, even as them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever, ever be with the Lord. I believe in heaven, don't you? Glory to God. Would you believers put your hands together for Jesus? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you stand to your feet? Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Sister, would you come to the music? Brother Eddie, it sounds good. You make it sound so tantalizing. But I just don't know if I'm a candidate. Just don't know if I can live that kind of life. I know I need to make a change. I know I need to do better. But I just don't know if I'm able. Those thoughts that are rolling through your head right now is exactly the same thoughts that went through mine. I was so afraid that I would fall. I was so afraid that I couldn't live up to the expectations of being a believer. Little did I realize that no new human, there is not a human other than Jesus Christ Himself that was ever able to do it within Himself. But because Jesus took our sins to the cross of Calvary, said, I won't leave you comfortless, but I'll send a comforter in my name. You can do it through Christ. But you have to believe. Would you do that? Only believe. Hallelujah. Only believe. For that it sounds so easy. It is with the help of Christ. With every head bowed, every eye closed, is there one in the house today that would come down and make that commitment? Would you open your heart's door? Would you accept Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. I'm going to tarry just a few moments. I want you to contemplate. And I want to tell you what you have to do. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Saints, would you pray? Join with me and sing that chorus. Lord, I believe. Lord, you can make a difference. You can forgive me if I'll just believe. Come down and receive you. Hallelujah. Yes.